This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We heard earlier about how parts of the Southwest are coping with water scarcity. The flip side of the climate crisis is that often it's the other way around. The National Weather Service estimates flooding caused nearly $2.8 billion in property damage last year. In more than 20 states, people selling homes don't have to inform potential buyers if the house is in a flood zone or has had flood damage in the past. But as climate change makes flooding more common, a growing number of states are passing or strengthening flood disclosure laws. New York is one of the latest. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
2 weeks after Pam Sidman moved into her new condo in Brooklyn in September, New York City got historic torrential rain. That morning, her wife Kelly looked out their bedroom window into the yard and noticed water backing up by their son's bedroom door. She ran downstairs.
And it was pouring in from this door. Pouring in. It was like a waterfall gushing in here.
It is not stopping. Please send help.
Sidman started taking videos to document everything. Soon, she says, water was also seeping in from the door that leads to the building's hallway.
We didn't know what to do. Like, there was no stopping it. It was just pouring. And then it started coming up from the toilet.
Within maybe an hour or so, the water had receded. But afterwards, she says they had to throw out a bunch of furniture, replace all the wooden doors and baseboards, and rip out 4 feet of wall downstairs. When they did that, they noticed something.
We could see the metal support beams that had rust on them.
That made them wonder if maybe the apartment had flooded before. Then a woman who was doing repairs for the building came in to take a look, and turns out it had.
She said, oh yeah, I remember this. I was here last year cutting your walls. I'm like, oh, okay.
The previous owners hadn't said anything about past issues with flooding. Neither had the condo board. And the thing is, they didn't have to. Tyler Taba at the nonprofit Waterfront Alliance says sellers in New York have had the option to give buyers a $500 credit and not disclose all sorts of information about the property, including flood history.
And so what was happening is, about 80% of real estate transactions were happening without disclosure. And so you were a lot of people who were kind of in the dark about what their flood risk might be and what the flood history of a property might be.
Starting in March, sellers will have to tell potential buyers if the property has flooded before. They'll also be required to disclose if it's in a FEMA flood zone and whether flood insurance is required. Landlords will also have to give that information to renters. Joel Scatta at the Natural Resources Defense Council says that is rare.
Most states, I'd say 90% of the states, have no disclosure laws for renters. And that's a huge problem because renters are often have less assets to rely on if they suffer a flood, so they don't have the ability to recover as quickly as a homebuyer might.
And he says recovering from a flood is expensive for renters and for homeowners. Jeremy Porter at the nonprofit First Street Foundation says flood disclosure laws are an important way of making sure people are aware of the risks before they make one of the biggest financial decisions of their lives.
There's statistically significant differences between people that are exposed to this information and those that aren't, and the properties that they choose after being exposed to this information.
One study from Redfin found that when people are shown information about flood risk when they're looking at homes, they're more likely to choose one with lower risk. Another from FEMA shows people are more likely to buy flood insurance if they live in a state with strong flood disclosure laws. But Porter says even strong disclosure laws don't necessarily give people the full picture. Many use FEMA flood maps to give buyers a sense of future risk, and they don't take sea level rise into account, and they don't do a great job modeling flood risk from heavy rain either.
And because of that, they're actually missing quite a bit of risk across the country.
But he says disclosure laws do still give buyers and renters a lot of valuable information. Information Pam Sidman wishes she and her wife had had before they spent roughly $2 million on their condo in Brooklyn.
Honestly, I feel like we got a lemon and regrets that we didn't do due diligence maybe, or we didn't know the learning curve or just the right question. I don't know. I just feel a little like kicking ourselves.
And she figures she and her wife could end up losing money on the condo if they sell, since they will be required to tell buyers that it's flooded before.
That'll be, they can't even go there yet, but yeah, it'll suck.
But law or no law, she says she can't imagine hiding it either. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.